Welcome, Pewter Report readers and listeners, to another edition of the Pewter Nation podcast. I am Mark Cook, along with my boss, Scott Reynolds, and the boss that I am of, Trevor Sikkema.
One of these times, I'm just hoping he messes it up and he says my name after he says the boss part.
Yeah.
So then I'm just going to clip that.
Yep.
And just anytime he tells me anything to do on Twitter, I'm just going to send him that.
Yeah, that's the resume
that's
right
what
there.
I'm, that's
yeah.
what I'm trying
that's
to do.
That's okay. No, I tell Scott's my boss, and I still tell him what to do sometimes. We don't have a problem telling each other what to do. It doesn't matter who's
in
charge.
Or where to go.
Exactly.
Or where to go.
Well, I'll tell you where to go.
Yeah.
Tell you what, I'll tell Ryan Fitzpatrick where to go. Right back to the bench, mister.
Wow.
Right to the bench.
Whoa.
That's where Ryan Fitzpatrick. Why are you wearing sunglasses, Scott?
Why not?
No, seriously, why are you wearing sunglasses right now?
Future's so bright, you need shades.
Yeah.
No.
It's good enough for Fitzpatrick.
Oh, I get it. Of course, you can't grow a facial hair, though.
Yeah, I cannot grow a facial hair, and I don't have a hairy chest at all.
But it's weird. You got hairs popping out of your ears.
Not yet.
No?
No.
I'm getting those.
Yet.
Anyway.
You are.
I would.
By
a week.
No.
Yeah.
No, by several weeks.
Weeks. Yeah, a few weeks. A couple weeks. All right. Yes, I will be 48 in October, and we'll have a birthday celebration
podcast. I'm only
46,
so that's good. It's actually more than weeks. It's like years.
Ugh.
Love it.
Don't remind me. All right. So Ryan Fitzpatrick going back to the bench. Jameis Winston going to start.
Nope. Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to start in Chicago.
Breaking news?
I don't think so.
Breaking news?
Yeah, according
Scott
to
Peterson?
Sure. Scott Peterson said breaking news.
Scott Peterson.
Sources tell Scott Peterson?
Yeah. WFLA kind of messed that up a little bit.
A little bit.
They corrected it, though, pretty quickly.
A little bit.
But 5 or 10 minutes is an eternity on Twitter.
They forgot the I think part. I think Fitzpatrick's going to be
I was stating it. They could have said, Scott Reynolds from PewterReport.com states that Ryan Fitzpatrick will be the starter. I've stated that.
Yeah, but you think that. You don't know that.
I know that.
I'm
you think
pretty
that.
Sure
okay,
that's going
right.
to
no,
be the
you
case.
Just, all right, you yes. preface it there.
Yes.
You
I'm
think
pretty sure.
That. I mean, I would agree
I've got
with
an
you.
Educated opinion on the subject.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, sources educate Scott Peterson.
Scott Reynolds.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to be confused with any...
serial killer? Well, he wasn't a serial killer. He just murdered his wife and dumped her body in the bay, I think in San Francisco or something.
Yeah, I like you better.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's a low bar.
For that, you get to live.
You know, it's
a
low bar.
Good answer, Trevor. Good answer.
But I do. Do we all think that Fitzpatrick's going to start?
We know Fitzpatrick is going to start.
Okay.
There's no thinking anymore. It's going to happen.
All right.
Right.
It will happen.
You got a crystal ball?
I got a ball.
Is an 8-ball one of those, like, will Fitzpatrick start?
Magic 8-ball,
exactly. Shake. Ask again later.
Answer
and then
unclear.
Had it, like,
ask again, yeah. And I've done it, and it just keeps coming back with certainty.
Wow.
Well, and the thing is, like, if you shake the 8-ball and you look at it and you ask it questions, who is the number one quarterback in the league in terms of passing yards?
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Fitzpatrick's name actually comes up.
Like it actually
says,
comes
Ryan
up.
Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
What kind of magic 8-ball do you have?
It's a Fitz magic 8-ball.
I think it's a satanic magic 8-ball.
You just like shake a beard?
Like no, a ball it's, a beard? It's an 8-ball. But like all like the
8-ball
little...
ball of cocaine?
No.
Oh, you just check
him on Fitzpatrick doesn't do cocaine?
This is a family-friendly show.
I didn't say that. I thought Scott maybe did.
Although,
Scott Peterson might.
No, Scott Peterson, though.
Yeah. Speaking of cocaine...
all right, good transition. I'm
yeah.
in.
This is running.
No, I wanted to retweet. Somebody had a GIF.
Okay.
GIF. Damn it.
Whatever.
GIF. I'm going to call it.
50%
it's a GIF.
Okay.
It's a GIF.
Somebody retweeted a GIF of Fitzpatrick acting like the angry leprechaun after the touchdown pass. He's like, you know, like that.
Yeah.
That was so funny. And I wanted to retweet that.
I don't even know what that was.
It was like an out-of-body experience.
Yeah,
it looked
like
he was being electrocuted.
It really did.
Yeah.
Like, he just, like, does some stuff, and his eyes are wide, and I'm like, I don't even know who this is.
I'm going
like,
to go back to the satanic. I'm just going to go with that narrative the rest of the
there's
show.
There's no occults.
I don't know.
You know
Illuminati?
This team hasn't won in a while.
Illuminati
it wouldn't surprise
thing going
me.
On?
I don't think so.
Maybe.
Think
does he really want to do everything to win?
Pure and just.
Oh, would he sell to Satan for a couple of wins? I don't, you know, that's the commitment to the team.
But I mean, let's face it, he's done something no one's ever done in NFL history.
Let's get back to the cocaine.
Yes, let's always get back to cocaine.
I think it was Barstool Sports that had a like the GIF whatever of Fitzpatrick doing that, and it said Harvard cocaine. And I wanted to retweet that so bad, but I did not want to get a call from the Bucks saying, "Come on, like that's not in good taste."
Instead, you bring it up on the podcast where we're going to get a call from the Bucks.
No, because this doesn't have the listenership.
Oh, they listen.
That's right.
Well, I know that
we
they
have
listen.
The Bucks phone number. What's up?
Right.
Yeah. But I mean, they don't. This doesn't have the listenership that our Twitter following has. Where, and plus too, it's like you got to dig and you got to find and you got to forward to the 5 minute and 45 second mark of this podcast.
Well, you just gave it away.
I did.
Perfect. All right. Well, anyway, no, we are not making any claims that anyone is on cocaine, including anyone in this room.
But we are making the claim that Fitzpatrick's going to start.
Yes. I'm obviously not on cocaine. I'm way too fat. I went to the doctor the day. I'm up to 205.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Dang.
Yeah, a few months ago I was like 180. And
I keep trying to get
sick?
The conversation away from cocaine, and you just keep going back to it.
Okay, so hold on. The intro song has to be Cocaine, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Right? Right?
Yeah. Definitely, that's the song that's going to be the song. That's how we actually pick the songs. We don't pick it ahead of time. We base
we
it
do
on
the show.
What we talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah, Matt actually asked me today. He's like, "How do you pick the songs?" I'm like, "I just listen to the podcast, and within 2 minutes after, I just pick a random song that has to do with it."
Yeah.
So.
All right. So Ryan Fitzpatrick, not on cocaine,
correct.
Not of the occult,
but
we'll be starting against the Chicago Bears. Good idea, bad idea, Trevor? Do you agree with Dirk Cutter's decision?
That's a loaded question because,
loaded.
Long term.
On cocaine.
No, yes. I don't think it makes sense. I think if you were to look at Jameis Winston's, if you were to look at everything that they stood by with Jameis Winston, for him to be available to play quarterback and fully healthy and them to go, no, that doesn't really make any sense to me. I understand that Fitzpatrick has been one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. You don't want to take the ball away from a hot hand. I get all that, and that makes sense. But I don't really know how you could – like, let's say Fitzpatrick starts – let's say the plan all along was, we're just going to get to the bye week, and then Jameis is going to start – Jameis is going to start week six. I'll ask you guys this question. Do the Tampa Bay Buccaneers feel that Jameis Winston is the most talented quarterback on their roster? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And why isn't he starting in Chicago?
I also think that they believe that Ronald Jones is more talented than Sean Wilson.
Okay, then why isn't Ronald Jones starting?
You asked for this, and I'm giving it to
you. That's fine.
Okay. They believe that Ronald Jones was more talented than Sean Wilson, which is why Sean Wilson was an undrafted free agent.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And Ronald Jones was his second-round pick.
Correct.
But does, as Todd Monken said today at the podium, who gives them the best chance to win on a week-to-week basis? This is a week-to-week league, and I think that's how they're going to evaluate the quarterback play in every other position, is who gives the Buccaneers the best chance to win?
I thought
who's the best quarterback on the team?
It's Jameis Winston.
Then why isn't he starting in Chicago?
Because he doesn't give him the best chance
to
win.
He's not going to start in Chicago.
He's the quarterback. He does give you the best chance to win.
Fitzpatrick is going
to
start in Chicago. And I have to preface it by saying, I actually mean it when I say, like, oh, it's a good problem to have. You know, this
it's
kind
of a
cliche
problem to have.
That we've been talking about.
There's nothing
the whole
wrong
week.
With this supposed
this
quarterback
is an awful
controversy.
Problem to have.
But
go
it's,
ahead.
It's
not.
Well,
awful.
Only
no,
if you
not.
Handle it the wrong way.
Yes, thank
and
you.
They are.
Exactly.
They are.
They're not handling it the wrong
they
way.
Are.
I think they
no,
are.
They're not.
I think they are.
The Eagles handled it the right
okay.
way.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you guys
yeah.
a question.
Yeah, the Eagles did.
Let me ask you guys a question.
The second Carson Wentz was ready.
Do you believe that Jameis Winston will be on this roster next year under the fifth-year option of which they've already given him?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Do you believe that, barring anything unforeseen, a Josh Freeman catastrophic decline in his play or a Josh Freeman catastrophic off-the-field incident of which Jameis Winston has already had some different but yet suspension-worthy incidents, allegedly. So, having said that, do you believe that Jameis Winston will be a Buccaneer quarterback in 2020, either with the franchise tag after the fifth-year option or a long-term contract extension?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So, what do you need to see from Jameis Winston this week or the week after the bye week that's going to change any of your mind, or my mind? Because I'll tell you right now, the people upstairs in this building, Jason Light, Dirk Cutter, they already know Jameis Winston's going to be the long-term guy.
That's
so
great.
For the people that
every single snap he can get, every single snap Ryan Fitzpatrick gets is one less snap that your long-term future that we all agree is going to be the quarterback of the future of this team, barring any catastrophic nonsense, he needs to be playing football.
Of course he does, and that will come. Okay.
Let me play devil's advocate. Do you think Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to be the quarterback next year?
Of course not.
Do you think Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to be the quarterback week 15?
For this week.
Do you think he's going to be the quarterback week 15?
I don't know. It depends on how he does from this week until week 15.
No. No.
Yes, if Ryan Fitzpatrick keeps putting up 400 yards, the Bucs keep winning, and he's throwing three to four touchdown passes per game, yes, he's the quarterback.
He's also going to set an NFL record. He's going to be the greatest quarterback in the history of
the league. Then let him.
You know,
but that's
not going to keep happening. Ryan Fitzpatrick.
You're exactly right, Mark.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Listen to me. You're exactly right.
Is who we thought he is.
And at that point, that is when you put Jameis Winston in. Okay. Listen, I've gone on record saying that I think the Bears beat the Bucks this week. I think the offensive line is going to continue to struggle.
Let's keep dating a girl we know we're not going to marry. Let's just keep dating her. It's fun. We're having a good time.
Wow.
We're having a good time.
I like it. Yes.
You know, she's fun to hang around. I know for sure there's a million red flags. She's got a 14-year history with 7 different guys.
Oh, boy.
Wow. All right. This is good. Painting the picture.
It hasn't panned out yet. Yeah. She shows up at my door for the first 3 dates, and they are amazing dates.
Yep.
Third one got off a little shaky, but it ended pretty good, right? All right. But I know I'm not marrying her.
Well,
why am I wasting my time?
Because you're talking about marriage, which is a lifelong commitment, right? Or at least supposed to be. And football, as Dirk Cutter has eloquently and correctly said, is a week-to-week proposition. It's a week-to-week business. Game plans change. Lineups change due to varying things.
Not quarterbacks.
Yes,
they do. Not quarterbacks. They shouldn't.
Well,
not when you draft a guy number one overall.
Yes.
Not third round, not fourth round. When you draft a guy number one overall, and in his fourth year he's a healthy scratch, that's a problem.
So
that is a problem.
He hasn't thrown a football in any game outside of, Skyway Field with Lewis Murphy, another retired former NFL
player. Still better than Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Okay.
Lewis Murphy.
He has not thrown a pass in any game in almost 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a guy that just played on Monday night that threw for 400 yards.
And 3 interceptions.
Yes,
here's
they were not all his fault.
Here's my question. What makes it different between this week and week 6?
What do you mean?
What's the difference?
The only
we're not at week 6 yet.
I know, but you're saying that Winston hasn't thrown a game pass, and nothing you are saying is wrong.
Thank you.
Nothing you are saying is wrong.
Exactly.
But what changes in week 6? He still hasn't thrown a game pass, and
Correct.
You're going to go to him.
So,
why?
So, well,
why? Why?
Here's what can change.
Yep.
Fitzpatrick, you're going to evaluate Ryan Fitzpatrick's performance,
but,
just like you do
if the
running
NFL,
back carries
if
or whatever.
Every single game is so important.
Yes.
Why would you risk putting the guy who is not as good in the game?
Because he may not be as prepared. That's why. Jameis Winston may not be as prepared to hit DeSean Jackson down the field on a 75-yard touchdown bomb.
Yeah, training camp.
Right now.
What does it matter?
Training camp was a long time ago.
But he's not going to get a game.
He hasn't been throwing to DeSean Jackson in 4 weeks.
Exactly. He's not going to get a game. He's going to get essentially 2 additional practices next Wednesday and Thursday. Essentially, that's what he's going to get.
Exactly.
2 more practices.
Yes,
so in 2 more practices,
I'm not saying Jameis Winston should start in Atlanta. I'm not saying that. I'm taking Todd Monken, and I'm taking Dirk Cutter's approach of we're going to evaluate this week by week.
Man.
And yes, the week that the Buccaneers lose and Ryan Fitzpatrick doesn't play very well, that's going to open up
an opening for
Jameis Winston.
So you're an organization essentially waiting for the starting quarterback you have now to fail so you can put in your other quarterback.
Listen.
No.
Who,
backup quarterbacks are backup quarterbacks for a reason.
Yes.
17
Ryan Fitzpatrick's job.
Ryan Fitzpatrick has actually been the starting quarterback
the contract,
in this team for 3
the
weeks.
The contract that Ryan Fitzpatrick signed.
Yes, was
verbatim,
to come in and be the
it
backup.
It was one page.
No doubt about it.
It said this: you're playing 3 games of this season until we get Jameis Winston back. Do you agree with this? And he said, yep.
That's not
big
true.
Big signature.
That's not true.
There it is.
And at the bottom it says, and we will give you $3 million to
I'm
going to
correct
that.
The record. Jameis Winston was officially suspended in the summer. Ryan Fitzpatrick was officially signed back in March.
You're right. I know.
This team did not know how many games Jameis Winston would be suspended, if any at all.
Well, they knew he was going to be suspended.
To your point, when this team signed Peyton Barber as an undrafted free agent, the expectation was he was supposed to be a backup to Doug Martin.
Here's the thing,
okay,
though.
Doug Martin was signed to a big-time contract extension of which he underperformed several years.
Guess who came back the second he came off the suspension list and was out on the field playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, starting a football game?
Doug Martin.
Doug Martin.
Was that a mistake?
I don't know.
Yes, it was.
Well, I mean, you
look
could
at the
say
statistics.
That, but I'm saying
it was a mistake.
It was a mistake. It may be a mistake to Carson Wentz going back
and
to the starting lineup.
And you know what? Dirk Cutter learned from his mistake.
You don't lose.
You know what?
You're
you
starting.
Know what the, listen,
this is a number one.
Listen to me. You know what the plan was? The plan was to have Dirk Cutter hand over the play calling duties to Todd Monken in the preseason. That was the plan. What happened?
That was the plan. He told us.
Oh my goodness! This
offense.
That was offense,
the plan all along.
This
for Dirk.
This offense. Oh come on!
Yes.
Give me a break.
No,
it
was
not.
Absolutely.
He's a play caller.
No, Dirk.
He's
was,
a play caller.
Dirk wouldn't have brought it up 2 years ago if he hadn't been thinking
Doug Martin
about
was
it.
Was bad nope. before though.
I would agree with you.
So that's
I'm
kind
with
of
you.
A little bit different. Listen, when Jameis was the best preseason quarterback.
All I'm
in
saying,
the NFL.
My point to that was Dirk Cutter learned a lesson.
Listen,
that
I'm,
you automatically don't get your starting job back when you come off the bench, whether you've been suspended or injured.
This is a situation where a coach is saying, "You screwed us over, Jameis Winston, so now we're going to punish you a little
it's
bit."
Not.
Here.
No,
absolutely.
It's not. Absolutely,
absolutely
not.
1,000%.
Doubt it.
Again,
100%.
I don't think anything that you're saying is necessarily wrong. I can't argue with that. I can't even argue against the logic. All I'm saying is if you're not playing your most talented player,
it's
like,
odd.
What
I
are
agree.
You saying?
I agree.
What are you saying?
It's odd.
And there are, and
but
I've
it's
had
odd.
This conversation
it's
I've had
that,
with people.
That Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's now on his seventh team?
Yes.
And has a game with six interceptions
right.
in it? It's odd.
And I'm even
it's
saying.
It's odd that he has thrown for 400 yards
in
three games.
That he, like, his game was good.
Yes.
Like, if you want to start Ryan Fitzpatrick against Chicago,
yes.
he can win you the game.
Yes.
And there is a scenario in which this all completely works out for the Buccaneers.
Yes.
Right? There's a scenario where Ryan Fitzpatrick plays really well against the Bears. Maybe they go back to Jameis Winston week six and he
yep.
just plays great from then on out. And then
absolutely.
It's like, wow,
you can't.
Brilliant
you can't,
moves.
Though.
But
no,
I don't.
Can't. If you're not going back to him now, you can't go back to him if,
oh,
he, throw,
give me
if
a break.
He throws for 400 yards against Chicago and they win.
Well, they're not
you can't
going
go
to.
Through it. He, so,
but it's
all right,
so
here, I'm
going to
ask you this. I'm going to ask you this.
Yes.
You got your number one draft pick is a healthy stretch on the bench all
in
year.
In Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And they go back to Jameis Winston in week six.
I think that's probably a mistake.
You think that's a mistake?
I do. I think you continue to ride the hot hand. It's a long season. Okay, and I would not be surprised, and I'm not like wishing this or saying this is a prediction, and I'm not going to bet on this, but the thing is I'm concerned about the protection issues that the Chicago Bears present because to me it was really the John Bostic show on Monday night,
mm-hmm.
and I really wasn't that afraid of anybody else out there. T.J. Watt, certainly a good player, okay?
He's an edge rusher, though.
But this is a different animal with the Chicago Bears. You have Khalil Mack. You have Akeem Hicks. You've got Leonard Floyd. You've got Roquan Smith.
You forgot about Eddie Goldman.
You got Eddie Goldman,
State
yes.
player.
Yep, who I think will give Ryan Jensen some fits.
By the way, did I tell you about the time I was at the Tallahassee Pro Day and I was at an all-you-can-eat crab dinner and the night before the Pro Day? Eddie Goldman and his family is as big as Eddie Goldman.
Yeah.
They almost put this restaurant out of business.
Not concerned
I've
about
never
the 40-yard dash, apparently.
Never seen so many crab legs being
40-yard
eaten
dash time,
by one
was, it is what it is, according to Eddie
must
Goldman.
Must be a thing in Tallahassee with crab legs. Anyway, go ahead. Wait, let me ask you this. If you
I know your Segway's coming, and I appreciate that.
Segway?
Yes.
I don't drive a Segway.
Not.
I have a Chevy Malibu.
No, I'm saying your Segway that you're going to... you were
Yeah, the Segway that you stand
you
on and
right
you ride around.
Right into mybookie.ag, but we're going to pause that for about 10 seconds. And I'm just going to finish the point.
It's called a Segway.
I wouldn't be surprised
Segway.
If Ryan Fitzpatrick, he took some shots against Pittsburgh. I wouldn't be surprised if we see Jameis Winston come off
hurt.
The bench. I'm not saying...
Yeah, he's going to...
I'm not
he's gonna
saying
get hurt.
That Fitzpatrick's
saying
even going to play bad either. Like I said, like he's been great.
Yeah.
The cover three, I explained how he was even good against the Steelers, and everybody killed him for it. So
yeah.
There's a way that Fitzpatrick can start. Hell, there's a way that Fitzpatrick can start the rest of the season, and it could completely work out for him.
Listen.
I just don't understand if they really think that Jameis Winston's the most talented quarterback on the roster, why he's not playing. That's my thing. Because you could say Fitzpatrick's been playing well.
Yes,
but,
I agree.
But they have all this evidence of Fitzpatrick playing really well.
Right.
And if you ask Dirk Koetter, Jason Light, Todd Monken, who's the most talented quarterback on the roster right now, with everything that Fitzpatrick has already done in the back of their mind, and all three of them would say Jameis Winston. So why isn't he starting?
Let me ask you
a
question.
That's my thing. That's my only thing.
Let me ask you a question to your point.
Okay.
In Dirk Koetter's mind, when he thinks about who the best play caller is in the building, who do you think Dirk Koetter thinks is the best play caller in the building?
Todd Monken.
No. Trevor? Who do you think Dirk Koetter?
I think he...
What? Say that again?
I think he thinks it's him.
Oh, so you think Dirk Koetter thinks that himself, he is the best play caller. You know what? I agree with you. Okay? I think that Dirk Koetter, too, thinks that he is the best play caller in the building.
Mm-hmm.
But is he the one calling plays right now?
No.
Who is calling the plays right now?
Todd Monken is.
Why is Todd Monken calling the plays right now?
Because he's actually better.
Because
with,
he's
with half
actually
the
better. Because he's actually
Dirk Koetter's
better.
Offense.
Because he's actually better.
Yeah. I would agree. I would agree.
But is Fitzpatrick actually better than Jameis Winston?
He is right now.
Exactly. No, no, he is not.
He is
better
right now. Yes, he is.
At no point in his lifetime, in his 35 years, has he ever been more talented of a quarterback.
I didn't
than
say talented.
Scott should bet on
I didn't
it.
Say talented. I said better. Okay. Right
no.
now.
I'm listen, getting on my segue right now,
I am
boys.
A big-time Jameis Winston fan. He is the franchise quarterback from this point going forward, and I fully agree.
I'm with you on that, Trevor. All right, well, if you want to bet on who's going to be starting at quarterback, you can probably go to a website, mycookie.ag.
Nope, out of business.
Out of business. Folded, bankrupt, Chapter 11. But there is a place you can go if you want to make these type of bets, and I'm pretty sure Scott is real familiar with it because Scott really cleaned up last week from what I understand.
No. No, I got taken to the cleaners last
week.
We'll
be doing a GoFundMe for Scott, by the way.
Well, I'm still waiting on the $5 bet from you, the $5 that I could put
as soon as Trevor pays me.
Towards my
as soon as Trevor pays me the $5 he owes me, I'll pay you.
Well, here's the thing. I could take that $5. I could go to mybookie.ag, and if I was with my initial deposit, I could take that $5, and they would match it and give me $10 to start with. So that's why that $5 is so valuable, because I can double my money, and you can too. If you want to get involved in some fun action, and if you believe that you know who's going to win the game, well, then put your money where your mouth is. Go to mybookie.ag. And if you mention the promo code Pewter when you sign up,
Pewter,
they're going to double your initial deposit.
Double. Keep going.
I thought you were going to say double the initial deposit.
I was just throwing
if you're going to be
double.
My hype man, you got to repeat
okay.
everything.
All right.
So go to mybookie.ag.
Mybookie.ag.
.ag.
.ag.
There you go. Mention the promo code Pewter.
Pewter.
They're going to double your initial investment.
Double your initial investment.
They get the fastest payouts in the business.
Fastest in the business.
So whether it's college football,
NFL,
NBA,
NHL,
hockey, Major League Baseball,
surfing.
You got it.
You got it.
You got it.
You got it.
Mybookie.ag.
Check them out. Make sure you use that promo code Pewter. And put $100 in, they'll give you $200. Put $500 in, they'll give you $1,000. That's the way it works for new users. Now, I didn't think we were going to have anything to talk about on this podcast. I guess I was wrong.
Yep.
Anyway, we got Dirk coming up in just a little bit. Today is Thursday, in case you're wondering what's going on with the podcast. We'll get Dirk a little bit later. We don't expect him to say anything any different. Listen, this is what I was wondering, though. If you're Matt Nagy, is that his name?
Mm-hmm. Nagy.
Nagy.
I would change it to Nagy.
Are you really?
I'd hate to have the last name. Nagy.
Nagy. never mind. Inside
never mind.
Joke for me and Reynolds. But anyway, in case this person listens, we won't say anything. Matt Nagy. But
the coach of the Chicago Bears.
he's got a new player called Khalil Mack. He's a linebacker.
What is this shit? Trevor, take over.
I cannot breathe. I'm not breathing properly.
Talk, Trevor. Just.
No, I'm letting this run.
I'm going to die. You have to talk. You may have an inhaler and I don't even have asthma. I got asthma.
I don't feel bad for you when you just keep making jokes and laughing.
I can't stop myself. I want to kill myself, apparently.
Call Scott Peterson. Oh, boy.
Oh, God. Oh, I have tears running in my eyes. Sorry about that. Okay. So I don't even remember what we were just going to say.
Chicago Bears.
Yeah, if you're the Bears, you're
no.
Okay, stop. I'm not going to say Matt Nagy. If you are Matt Nagy, how concerned are you really that it's going to be Fitzpatrick though?
No.
Seriously. I mean, everybody's talking about that. Oh, we don't want to give up this competitive. They're going to have to prepare for two quarterbacks. What are they really going to – what do these two guys do so differently, right? No, and I think that one of the coaches yesterday, I don't remember who it said, made a great point. They're not going to be preparing for Winston or –
it's the Bucs offense.
It's the Bucs offense. Yeah. They need to be worried about Mike Evans. They need to be worried about O.J. Howard. They need to be worried about DeSean Jackson. They need to be worried about Anthony Auclair, right? Well, maybe not Auclair, but they need to be worried about the offensive weapons on this team, not the guy who's pulling the trigger. This is not Michael Vick versus Blaine Gabbert, right? I mean, two extreme opposite quarterbacks. These are both guys that like to throw the ball around the field. And
listen, if I was Matt
passes,
Nagy, you're exactly right. I would look at Matt Nagy.
Oh, they said Nagy.
I would watch the last three games of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and then just to be on the safe side, just to cover all the bases, I would show them the clip of Jameis Winston dodging like seven or eight Bears defenders.
Well, he's not going to play, so.
Well, almost getting a safety.
Because he's the second
best
quarterback.
And then chucking the ball.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
50 yards to Mike Evans.
Jameis Winston gives them the second best chance to win the game. Right.
And I would throw that clip in the video monitor, and I would say, listen, if this guy ends up playing, don't let this happen to you. And then that's it.
Yeah, that's
everything
the preparation.
Else is Fitzpatrick.
Everything, yeah, I agree. You know, I think the Buccaneers have a good chance to go into this game win. I'm more concerned. Listen, I think the Buccaneers have a better chance of beating the Bears than they do going on the road and beating the Falcons. Personally, you know, I think the Falcons are a really good football team.
I think they're really beat up right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are. There's no doubt about it. They've had a lot of injuries.
Yeah. They're still going to be beat up in 3 weeks. Yeah. So
you did make a good point earlier this year, Scott. You compared the NFC South to the SEC, where these teams beat each other up a lot. But we've already seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the guys that were drug off the field in that first game
drugged?
Against the Saints. Drugged.
With cocaine?
Obviously.
Okay.
Bow, bow, bow.
Bow, bow.
But and then you saw the Saints game, you saw the Atlanta Carolina game mm-hmm. last week. I mean, no doubt about it. This is a rivalry division, and guys are, you know, they are beating the heck out of each other. Which is, I guess, I don't know if that's good or bad.
Well,
either
it
way,
really just comes down to depth and attrition, and are you lucky enough to stay healthy?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah, I mean, right now, if you look, this is really the week where they wish they had Bo Allen, and I'm not sure if he plays or not on Sunday, depending on how his
foot
recovers.
No, I don't think so. He wasn't out there yesterday at all. I don't think he plays.
Yep. And then,
but thank goodness
they really need Vita Vea to come back because they have two defensive tackles.
He's going to play.
He will play.
And at some point in his career, he will play a game.
Yeah. They need him.
That's all I'm saying.
Only prediction I'm giving.
They'll need him.
He will play next year.
Yes.
He will. I think he'll play on Sunday because they need him.
Yeah, next year, Sunday.
Chicago is going to be the first team that is truly going to commit to running the ball. Right, you had Drew Brees, and you had Nick Foles, and you had Ben Roethlisberger. Now with Mitchell Trubisky, he is not good enough to carry a team and
watch
and
him
get
go
a
out
win.
And throw for 400
well,
yards.
He might
carry
against
this
the
team.
Secondary.
Golly.
If they don't if they don't do that, but yeah, you want him to have to throw for 300 yards in this game because if the Bears have a balanced offense and they're shoving Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen down the Bucs' throat. It could be make for a long day.
I don't think you shove Tariq Cohen down the throat. I think you spring him, you know, down the sidelines. I don't see this guy as a down the throat.
Yes, I don't mean down the middle, right. But I mean down the throat could be down Brent Grimes' throat because Brent Grimes doesn't like to tackle anybody.
Mm, he had six the other night.
Pardon?
He had six the other night. He literally had six tackles the other night.
Okay, I remember two. But
I'm just going by what the game book said.
No, I agree.
He should have had 15 more. But
he won't tackle. I'm just saying that he doesn't like to tackle.
Let me ask you a question. Everybody beat up Chris Conte for getting stiff-armed to giving up a touchdown.
No.
Why is nobody beating up Brent Grimes for the Antonio Brown? Granted, there's a difference between those two players. But essentially, if you make the tackle. But look, we don't know if Chris Conte makes that tackle if Pittsburgh continues to go down the field and score anyway. And we don't know if Brent Grimes makes that tackle or Justin Evans makes that tackle. Nobody's beating up Brent Grimes for that. That was a poor, poor effort. Trevor made a great point right after the game. And rewatching that game, Brent Grimes is playing 8 yards off the entire game. Why are you not just turning around and throwing it?
Yeah, he should have been victimized way more than he was. But listen, it's a challenge. I mean, Antonio Brown is a big, big receiver, right? I mean, he's what, 6'4"? 225?
No, he's about 5'6 and about 140 pounds.
Oh, okay.
He's tiny.
That changes things.
I was really shocked, in all seriousness, when I was at the Pro Bowl, I could not believe how tiny this guy is. Yeah. He plays much bigger than he looks, but he is a small, small man. But either way, look, Brent Grimes, he's never been known as most cornerbacks aren't, right? I mean, you go back to the Deion Sanders of the world. I mean, Deion avoided contact as much as possible. But the problem with the Buccaneers in that game in particular was when the linebackers, and they do, particularly Quan Alexander likes to guess a lot, when they run themselves out of the play, a lot of times you've got to have cornerback run support, and they just didn't have a lot of run support.
Part of your gap integrity.
From that side. I thought Carlton Davis.
If I'm the Chicago Bears, well I'm running the ball to the right at Brent Grimes from the very first play of the game.
Yeah.
I'm pounding the right side of this Buccaneer offense.
Shades of Hargraves versus Peterson last
year
in Arizona.
Yep.
They just run it right at him.
Yep. No, you mean their right side and the Bucs' left side is what
you're
saying. Okay,
left side of the Bucs' defense, right side of the Bears' offense.
Yeah.
Staying away from Carlton Davis, who will tackle you.
Mm-hmm.
He will come
so
up
will
and hit
MJ.
You. So will MJ. So will MJ.
MJ will too.
So will Jordan Whitehead.
Yep.
And so will Justin Evans.
Yep.
The one guy that really doesn't want to is Brent Grimes.
Yep.
Maybe Dirk Koetter is going to give Jameis some little extra time so he can maybe get out on the water.
It's probably not.
No?
I think Jameis has already been on the water, probably.
You don't wonder how much time he spent on the water while he had that three-week respite. You know, and I don't even know if Jameis has a boat, but you know what? I'm going to mention the Jameis when I see him tomorrow.
Yeah.
If he does have a boat, he probably needs to carry it over to T.A. Mahoney's, make sure everything's good.
That would be a smart call.
Because
that would be
a
good audible right there.
I don't want Jameis to be a target of the game commission or the Marine Patrol when they see him out on the thing, you know? And I want him to be equipped. I want all of his boat to be equipped with all of the safety stuff that it needs, including a horn. Do you realize, Trevor, you have to have some sort of horn or sound-making device on your boat?
I didn't.
Yes.
I did not realize that.
Yes.
But if I needed one.
Yes, if you needed one.
Where would I go?
Huh. Can't think of anything off the top of my head. Scott?
I would say T.A. Mahoney's.
Damn it. Of course, T.A. Mahoney's. Why? Because they have every single thing you need in the history of anything in the marine world, including cannonballs, we decided.
Yes.
They probably have cannonballs.
Probably have cannonballs.
Or they can get them if they don't. But T.A. Mahoney's will have you equipped with what you need. Scott, you brought up a point. A guy driving down the interstate, they all have life jackets for flying out of the boat.
Yeah.
He's got to go to T.A. Mahoney's.
Chris, our good friend Chris.
Yeah, Chris, that's right.
Who brought that to our attention?
We need to. You need to go to T.A. Mahoney's and make sure they can take a look at your boat. Make sure it is safe and sound. The last thing you want to do, and I've been in this situation where you get 7 miles offshore, your boat doesn't crank up.
That's not the
place
to be.
That's not good at all. No, exactly. So, anyway, go to T.A. Mahoney's. They can check out your boat. They can check out your trailer. They can check out all the rigging on the boat, lights. They can give you all the things you need to make sure your boat is in top running order. Listen, if you take your boat into salt water and you drop it down the salt water ramp, salt water is terrible for the bearings in your wheel bearings and things like that.
Clean.
Springs, all of those things. Salt water just corrodes those things. So at least once a year, take it over to T.A. Mahoney's. Call Mike and his crew. T.A. Mahoney's, they're located on 50th Street and Adamo between Brandon and Tampa. Been in business since 1948. Tell them Pewter Report sent you and thank them for being a proud sponsor of the Pewter Nation podcast. Time for predictions.
Oh, boy. I'm going last. Sorry.
I'm going after Trevor.
No, I'm last.
Yeah.
No, he can't do
that.
That
means you're not going.
That means I'm last.
You're
all
double
right,
last.
Predictions?
No, that means I'm dead last.
Predictions?
Buccaneers 27, Bears 16.
You know what?
You'll go next to last.
I'll go.
All right, go.
Bears 23, Bucks 20.
Wow.
Jeez.
Now, wait. So if that happens, they only score 20 points, you're opening up the door for Jameis Winston. Is that what you're saying? Because if they only score 20 points, Ryan Fitzpatrick didn't play particularly well.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yes, I am saying the door is open. Absolutely.
Man,
yes.
I'm such a get out of jail free. Yeah,
exactly.
After everything that he said.
That's the truth.
Nah, it bothers me. This team's going to get a jail out of free card.
I'm buying more time for you so you can think about two things.
Nah, now. I already got the number.
Okay. So
no, I don't.
If the Buccaneers if the Buccaneers go out and they drop 3 points on the Bears and they lose,
yes.
Does Dirk Cutter take play calling duties back from
no,
Tom Buchan?
Absolutely no. not. And if they no. only drop 3 points, Jameis no. Winston's no. in that football okay. game.
All right.
If it's halftime and they've scored 3 points, Jameis Winston comes out in the third quarter.
See, but that's bullcrap.
They've created
you
this
can't
monster.
Do that.
Trevor,
you can't
Trevor,
do that.
Trevor.
First drive,
by not staying
three and out. Yeah. Jameis, get in there, save the day.
But that is exactly what
like,
they have set up.
Drive, right. Like a
they
college have, team playing a cupcake.
Either way they do it, it's setting
Jameis
things up for a controversy.
Going to transfer after the game. I didn't get treated fairly. I'm going to transfer.
Well, just hopefully he doesn't retire.
Ryan, you can't do that. You can't transfer. Oh, go Bucks then. I think it's going to be
Bucks or Bears?
Bucks.
Ooh.
27.
Get off my score, man.
Bears 24.
Okay.
You think the Bears offense has 24 points in them? Well, what am I saying?
I think the Bears offense has 24 points
against
the Buccaneers,
yeah.
but I don't think they're going to outscore the Bucks. I just don't. Now, this is a really I said last week that this is kind of the start of where we can figure out what this team actually is because, you know, week one, the coaches talked about.
Yep.
Week one could be anything. In
exactly.
the NFL, week one can be anything. Yep. Week two, they come back home. It's a home opener. They're hyped up. They beat the Super Bowl champs. That's also a good win. But
right.
week three, it was a primetime game. They struggled a little bit. This one, back-to-back good defensive teams, back-to-back 3-4 teams,
yep.
unfamiliar defensive teams.
Yep.
If the Buccaneers' offense is really as good as we think that it is,
right.
and they can execute this on a week-to-week basis
yes.
and not show that the first 2 weeks were just kind of a fluke
yeah.
of,
mm-hmm.
hey, we happen to get the best out of our offense,
right.
they'll win this week. And if they don't, if they don't beat the Bears, you can go ahead and basically question the next five games.
I think the snow is going to slow this team down.
Then you can legitimately look at the next five games that they have, and I'm just kind of five is just a number that's in
sure.
my head because you don't want to go full season because things change a lot. But you can look at the next five games and be like, yeah, they can beat anybody
yeah.
if they can beat this Bears team.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a really, really important game for the Buccaneers.
I agree with everything you said. Yep.
Well, I think the weather is going to be a factor. They're calling for snow.
No.
No?
I don't think so.
When I land, it's going to be 38 degrees.
I was just
pissed off about it.
I was just saying that to see if Trevor
off.
Would
it's
show
gonna
up
be 38.
In a parka.
It's going to be the low is 38.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thought I was joking
yeah.
about snow, did you?
It's not even October yet up there. I'm from
the I was talking
Midwest.
To Rick Stroud yesterday, and he's like, yeah, it's just too hot here. He's like, it's as hot as 80. Like, because I was telling him about, you know, it's going to be 38
yeah.
in Chicago, and he's like, oh, that's going to be great, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
what?
Nah, pass. And Chris King, you know, because
yeah.
he went to college in Colorado and everything, and he's like, oh, I'm going to love that, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
I would love that.
And I'm
what?
Over here like, no.
38?
I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm not about it. And they're like, no, it's hotter than the Hades here. And I'm like, all right, hail Satan. You know, like, that's heat. That's what I'm about.
I had my thermostat at home at 74 and sit in the recliner with a blanket. With 38,
hold
I
on.
Would be turning
knowing,
blue.
Knowing what we know now, I'm going to predict future crimes are in Trevor Sycamus coming down the pike here because I think you want to trip downstairs, don't you? Ultimately, at the end of the day, you're like, I don't know what the temperature's going to be up there, but I know it's going to be warm as hell down
well,
there.
I was told that the higher you get, the colder it gets, so heaven is not for me.
There you
wow.
go.
Wow.
Okay.
You know? So the guy who went to a Baptist high school?
Emphasis on the word went.
Went to Baptist. Brandon Christian's not Baptist.
I'm
Christian
sorry.
Reform. What's up?
Christian Reform?
What's up? CRC.
What does that mean?
We
reformed Christians?
Reformed, yeah. We reformed things.
Oh,
there
boy.
Were rules.
And y'all
then
broke
they
them?
Were reformed.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's, you know, a lot of people were named Christian there.
That's
how they that's came
what
up
it
with
was.
It.
Okay.
That's how they came up with it.
All right. Well,
this whole podcast is going to hell in a handbasket.
Very quickly. I'm sure most
Talked
people have already
cocaine.
Tuned out.
All right. So we got all our predictions in, right?
Yeah,
Did
we got all our predictions
anybody?
In. I'll tell you another prediction, and this is not even a prediction. This is a fact. I'll be at Ford's Garage tonight in Brandon, probably around 7:30. Going to go get a bite.
So if you want to fight Mark Cook.
That's right. I got a couple guys on Twitter right now that bashed me for the Chris Conte thing. Told me to F off. So anyway, I'm not hard to find, guys. I'll be in Brandon tonight at the Ford's Garage. I'm the big chubby redheaded dude with the beard.
Just
the
until
only one.
Just be courteous and polite and wait till he finishes eating before pummeling Mark in the face or, you know, whatever.
Oh, I won't get pummeled. That's not
no?
going to happen. No.
You still got it?
I still got it.
Okay.
Lot six still lives on.
Always.
Lot six.
Like I've always told you guys, my fight record in life, you know when they announce the boxers, yeah, they're like, yeah, coming in, yeah, you know, right. 41, 3, and 6. Mine is still, you know, 3 wins, 0 losses, and about 14 draws. So I think I could still get a draw with somebody. But I am undefeated. I've never lost a fight. Ain't won many of them, but I've never lost any. I still don't plan at age 47 to lose any anyway. So I will be there tonight at Ford's Garage. Come by and say hello if you're in the Brandon area, and come have a meal. Great place to go to watch football. They've got a ton of TVs there. Very underrated sports bar kind of a place.
Yes.
They don't market themselves as a sports bar, but they've always got sports on the big TVs all around Ford's Garage. Great atmosphere to watch college football on Saturday afternoons or the NFL on Sundays. Scott's playing some Rocky music. Brilliant. This is getting me hyped up right now, actually, Scott.
It's also a good place to fight Mark Cook. Out in the Ford's Garage parking lot. Be there.
It's the Sunday cage match.
Actually, not Sunday. We'll be at work.
Yeah. Thursday night fights. Ford's Garage. Mark Cook, winner takes all.
Which location?
Taking all challengers. Brandon. I don't know.
Brandon location.
Loser buys the tab. Picks up Mark's tab.
We had somebody. Hey, cut that music off. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No, really.
We had somebody tweet us a picture.
Yes. Somebody finished the nachos.
Ordered the whole nachos and finished them. So what did we give them? I forget.
Nothing. We were just going to follow them.
Oh, okay.
But we don't remember who it is.
Didn't they?
No, it was on Twitter.
Yeah.
Was it?
I think so.
I did a screen grab.
You got to go find this person.
Yeah, we're going to find this person. We're going to follow you.
If you go to Ford's Garage,
yeah,
take a picture of the nachos.
Right.
Eat them all.
Eat them all. Nachos.
Then take a picture of the eaten nachos.
Yes.
Not like of like within your stomach, just the plate with no nachos
on
it.
Not the regurgitated nachos.
We will give you a follow back on Twitter.com.
Yes.
Great. This is how dumb I am. I actually took the picture.
Oh, you idiot. All right, now we've got to go back.
But I didn't picture her with his name or anything like that. I literally just saved the photo, so I have no idea who it was. So whoever sent me the empty picture plate,
send it again.
We will follow you. We owe you that for sure. And Chris, I think, or was it Chad, who won the $50 Ford's gift card?
Chad.
That should be coming in the mail very soon. Check out Ford's Garage. Multiple locations. I'll be in Brandon tonight. Go out Scott's Way up in Wesley Chapel. You can go Trevor's Way over in West Chase. I don't know. He doesn't live anywhere near there. I just said that. And Polk County location now open in Lakeland on the north side of town. We will be back on Monday when Trevor gets back from Chicago. He'll be attending for Scott Reynolds, Trevor Sikkema. I'm Mark Cook, and we'll see you later in the week for another edition of the Pewter Nation Podcast.
Out.